Rock.
Ted Roxon, if you can't even bring yourself to be polite and stay awake for this meeting, we have no need for your input.
I'm sorry, Generals Worcester, Fenton. It's been a long day. There's been a lot of them.
A lot of meetings?
Yeah. Every day it feels like there's another committee, new pieces of paperwork, or somebody wants my opinion on some law or wants me to endorse their new group.
All this politicking and no action's getting to you, huh?
Yes. I'm telling you, I'm about to just take off running here.
Yeah, I know just what you mean. Ever since our last battle, I've been more than bored. None of us are cut out for all this peace.
Nope. Now that our side's winning...
There's no need for us to stick around.
Earthquake!
The roof's starting to crack!
Everybody get under the table!
Ted Roxon jumped from his chair and bolted for the protection of the steel table. In the red emergency lighting, the crack in the ceiling widened and spread in all directions. Then it started to buckle. Even as he hit the floor and pulled himself under, Rock knew that it was a chance in a million. But it was all he had. The room was just a small rectangle with nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The ceiling came down. Two slabs came down at each end of the table. Rock felt the table buckle and fall on him.
Rock! You okay?
Yeah. So much dust.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll settle.
I'm stuck, though.
Yeah, me too. But I don't think anything's broken. What about you, Worcester? Worcester! Rock, do you see Worcester anywhere?
Yeah, hold on. Sorry, Fenton, but I can barely see anything in front of my face. There's a light coming in somewhere, but it's faint.
Shit.
Yeah.
Looks like it's pretty much you and me now, Rock.
It looks like it.
We're fucked, aren't we?
Probably. Who knows how much damage the city's taken. We're in one of the lower levels, and even the way to get here may be totally ruined.
So it's looking like we may be here a while.
We may be here a long time.
Hey, Rock?
Yeah, Fenton?
If we never make it out of...
Don't think like that. You didn't get to be a general for thinking the worst.
No, I got to where I am by thinking realistically. We're trapped between God knows how many tons of rubble. Who even knows what the damage was above us, or even if there's a city left. We're just about on the lowest floor of the city. By the time they find us, if they ever do, they'll most likely have had to sort through half of the mountain.
You know what, Fenton?
What?
Save your breath down here. We don't have much oxygen.
Whoa!
Fenton, you okay?
Yeah. The table just shifted a bit. Put a bit more pressure on my arm.
Can you move it?
Nah, I've tried. It's good and stuck.
Yeah. I'm feeling a bit more pressure on my left leg.
Well, it seems to be holding for now.
Yeah, good thing.
Roxon gritted his teeth and with sheer force of will made himself think of other things. For some reason, his mind drifted back through the years, which flipped and spun through his mind like leaves on the wind. Back to memories that were easier to deal with, memories filled with beauty, light, and no dust.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.